of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Yes, it does. Hey, everybody, it's Barry from 30daysugarfree.com. And with all due respect to Miss Mary Poppins there, today we're going to do a great interview with Alex of SpoonfulOfSugarFree.com. And Alex is just a brilliant young woman, soon to be a dietitian, currently in university studying for that, and running a beautiful blog, SpoonfulOfSugarFree.com, with recipes and history, interaction. And in this interview, Alex talks so much about the psychology of quitting sugar, about the addiction of sugar, about substitutions, about what she's seen with people over the years. She quit sugar at 13 years old, if you can imagine that, and 7 years later, going strong and inspiring the world. I really enjoyed this conversation with Alex of SpoonfulOfSugarFree.com, and I know you will too. Let's get to it. Great. So with that introduction, I'm so happy to welcome Alex from SpoonfulOfSugarFree.com. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's so fun because people on our program, our 30-day program, where we support people that choose to or have to go off sugar for 30 days, come to do it. And they've really enjoyed some of your work over the last 28 days. We're celebrating day 28 with you. I told them there was a surprise at the end. So thanks for making this.
Yeah, thanks. 28 days of sugar-free is definitely a interesting task. I've done similar challenges with other people, and it's always been a great experience for them as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you have probably the most creative recipes for sugar-free we found, and I've shared some of them throughout the time. What's your history with sugar and sugar-free? Could you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've always been kind of sensitive to it. I know my mom always said when I was a baby, I'd eat something sweet, and I'd have like a little red rash come up my cheek. But then when I was around age 13, I started getting really sick off of it, and every time I ate it, I'd just get massive headaches, feel really sick. So I decided I'd just go ahead and stop eating it and see what happens. All those symptoms went away. I stopped feeling sluggish, and it's just been great since then. So I've been sugar-free for, 7 years now.
Wow. And how old were you when you first tried to go sugar-free or first went sugar-free?
I was 13, so...
Oh, that's so brave.
That time. And I did eat a lot of sugar before. I was definitely one of those who liked dessert, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's really amazing. I have an 11-year-old son, and he did 30 days sugar-free once, but that was for a laptop. But doing it at 13 because you're noticing something in your body and on your skin, that's just fantastic. And yeah, sticking with it. And then how did... Spoonful of Sugar Free come along? When did you decide to start sharing this?
When I was about 16, I started getting really interested in healthy recipes. Mm. And around that time, I also found that dairy and gluten were giving my digestive system problems. So I gave up those as well. And it was just different eating because there were so many things that I just could not eat. And, you know, desserts are a big thing I like to make on my website. So I just started experimenting and started taking pictures of it and then decided to share it with everyone on the website. So that's how SpoonfulOfSugarFree.com was made.
That's so cool. And I love that title. It's such a creative title. Remember when I first found it, I was like, oh, that was just brilliant. That's really good.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's real neat. I mean, you're in 20-year-old range and your generation certainly grew up with, wow, I have this idea and you can share it with the world so easily. And I just see the comments on your site. You have such a loyal collection of followers from all over the world. Congratulations on just doing that piece of it.
Yeah, it's been really great. Especially one of the biggest things that I did not foresee when I started the website was the number of people who would just email me or comment on my site and telling me their stories and sharing their ideas for things. And it's just been a really great way to connect with people.
Mm. Yeah, that's so neat. Do you have any other friends in college? Or I imagine you're a pretty rare bird with being sugar-free. Do you have any friends who are doing that as well?
No, that I know of.
No.
I do have some friends who are gluten-free, but not sugar-free.
Right, yeah, that's a big jump. Well, congratulations on that. So you've been doing this publicly for 4 years and then by yourself for 7 years, and you've heard a lot of stories, I'm sure, and communicated with a lot of people. Your benefit, main one, it sounds like, was kind of digestive, how it felt, and then this rashing you had. Are there other benefits that you've seen people experience when they go sugar-free? And what are some of the common ones?
Yeah, like I said, like I've done similar challenges on my website of people giving up sugar. And a lot of the main points that people have emailed me saying that their hunger cravings go away more, they don't crave the sugar or carb-heavy foods as much, they feel more energetic and less lethargic. Some people have reported weight loss and headaches. Sometimes they don't have the headaches that they used to. So there are definitely a lot of benefits for going sugar-free.
Yeah, and the benefit for staying on sugar is kind of that immediate rush, like a minute or two after you eat it. So comparing those two tables, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really up and down, that spike of the sugar rush, and it goes down. So then when you're in that valley below, that you just want it again, you want to keep eating it. So when you take that away, then you kind of stay at a more even level.
What do you suggest to people who are just going off? I mean, people on this site are, you know, basically at the end of 30 days and just watching the tide of comments and conversations in our group. It's, they're on the other side of it, enjoying the life. But early on, it's interesting. We suggested when you have that craving, just to drink like 2 cups of water. And for so many people, that takes the edge off.
Oh, it really does. And a lot of times it's just habit. Mm. A lot of people feel they're used to their sugar every however many times a day they eat it. And so when they're about to reach for something, they're like, oh, I can't have it. What do I do? And it's just a little anxiety there. But when you reach for something else, then you can kind of take that off. Like the water is a great idea.
Yeah.
Or to kind of ease into it, I like to say, oh, you can try this sugar-free dessert that's sweetened with fruit instead.
Yeah.
And that'll help like once a day. Of course, don't go overboard on anything, but that can help as well.
Yeah. And your dessert page, I was looking at, what was this? This is your hectic page where you did this series for a healthy eating college tip Thursday. That was really a great series. And the desserts on that thing, these could be on the cover of Sugar Today magazine. It's incredible how good you made them look. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's one of the
my dessert pages are definitely one of my most popular pages.
Yeah, exactly. And that comes up too, and that leads me, I wanted to ask you, you know, some of the misconceptions you've heard people have about eating sugar-free. It's that they'll never be able to enjoy stuff like this again, I imagine.
Yeah, not at all. And a lot of people are surprised. I know them. One of my favorite recipes right now is the flourless chocolate cake recipe I made.
Yes.
And I'll give it to my friends and whoever, and they love it. They're like, it tastes just like a fudgy chocolate cake. They don't even know that it's healthy. So,
so
you know,
good.
There are definitely ways that you can incorporate your favorite foods in a healthy way.
Yeah, and we're putting that recipe, putting a link to that one right on the bottom of this page. I hope you guys do that in 2 days when you're celebrating the 30-day. It would be a wonderful transitionary food. Yeah,
yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Very good with chopped strawberry, so.
Yeah, so good. So you use a lot of fruit sweeteners. I see a lot of your recipes using dates.
Yeah, I feel like dates are a great source because they're very sweet and they're easy to blend up. But they also have the fiber and all the vitamins and minerals that come with a whole food, so I think it's a great sweetener.
Yeah. So in your 7 years since you did this, have you ever gone back or tested sugar, or have you seen the appearance of the rashes again?
About like 6 months after I first quit, maybe. I remember it was Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, I love pumpkin pie, I'll just try a little slice, see what happens. I had the same results, like massive headache and rash and everything, so I just don't really do that anymore.
Don't want to hit your head against that wall anymore, you're all right.
Yeah, exactly.
You you know what that's going to feel like. Yeah, it's interesting. Seeing people's stories and in this program, just seeing the emotional connections people have to food and the fears and how that breaks down. And food has this great way of covering really what's happening underneath the story. And I wonder if you've seen any of that with people you've worked with. When you get off the sugar and allow the feelings to kind of exist inside of you, or you stand in kind of in the fire of, oh man, I want sugar, but I'm not going to do it. There's always some personal growth that comes out of this.
Oh, exactly. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of people, food is just very an emotional attachment thing for everyone. And when you have a special relationship with a certain food and you take that away, it's almost like like an emotional bond's been broken, but it's like really you're putting that food on something where it doesn't need to be. It's something else can fill that spot. So once you break that, it's a lot easier to just stay away from it. I know a lot of people, when they ask me, like, it must be so hard to not eat sugar, and I'm like, well, once you just do it, you don't crave it anymore. You don't have that need to eat it, so it's better.
And I've been reading that in our group from people who were, you know, all the way from like day 21 on. They're just like, wow, I just, oh, someone wrote, I was, first time in my life I've been in a room with cookies and not been called to have one. I just love that, those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like there's a cookie in the room, of course you want one. But when you don't eat it for a while, you just don't feel like you need it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really, really amazing. I and if someone would have bet me that I could agree with you on that sentence 19 months ago, I would have laughed, because my day four I wrote about on this site. But day four was my sitting on the couch shaking and crying, you know, just wondering how life would go on. And really, it just, I was wondering if I had quit sugar or heroin. It was just huge.
Yeah, and there's actually, I have a post about it. It's called The Psychology of a Sugar Addiction, and there are actual studies that look at the relationship between, like, those addictive drugs like heroin or cocaine and how they affect the brain with the nerve levels.
Yes.
And the similarities it has to sugar, it's really interesting.
I did link that. I already linked that to people, and boy, did that, I just thinking, why does that sound so familiar? That's right, because we put that in the middle. And that was an incredible paper you wrote. Was that for the work you're doing in college right now?
Yeah, it was. It was actually for my introductory psychology class.
Wow.
I was like, I might as well connect it to something that I'm interested in, and it ended up getting nominated for a couple things, but decided I'd share it on my website as well.
So cool. Yeah, that's great. And what do you, you said you're studying nutrition right now, doing a advanced degree in nutrition?
Yeah, I'm studying dietetics, and so my plan is after that to become a registered dietitian.
Oh, man. Oh, Alex, I think maybe with your enthusiasm, your recipes, and your education, maybe we can get the whole world sugar-free for a day. What would that be like?
Oh, that would be great. That would be really interesting to see how people react. There might be some war in some area, but I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Maybe a day is not enough. There's an interesting curve, and I saw you've led some people through 30-day challenges, and the curves are remarkable. The first couple of days of real strength, and then the breakdown, and then standing in the fire of it, and then coming out on the other side. It's just a beautiful human experience to take a look at that.
Yeah, for sure. It's really interesting, the process people go through with that.
Yeah. So what do you say to someone when they hear about you and they say, but everything contains sugar? That's such a common sentence.
Well, you know, processed things do contain sugar. It's inevitable to find sugar in almost every processed good.
Yeah.
But whole foods, fruits, veggies, nuts, meats, whole grains, those don't contain sugar. That's the natural sugars. They don't contain any additives at all. So you can definitely eat a whole meal with just whole food.
Yes, and the difference is funny. Just looking at an apple, there was just an ad put on a Facebook page that I follow where it had 3 teaspoons of sugar and a medium sized apple, and it was from a sugar company, but it said which has more sugar, and the answer was actually the apple. But you know, the more interesting question, which is ignored by the advertising and smartly, is the apple comes with fiber to move it through.
Yeah, it has fiber, it has vitamins, it has minerals, it has antioxidants and phytochemicals. It has a whole bunch of things that 3 teaspoons of sugar do not have.
I thought it would be more interesting question to say which one of these sends your body into a shock and says, what the heck do I do with this?
Certainly
not the apple. Well, Alex, yeah. I just want to thank you so much for your time, for your recipes, for your energy in putting this website together, and just on behalf of 30daysugarfree.com, wishing you the best of luck in your advanced degree, and the clients that you get to serve when you're all finished up are going to be some lucky people.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for having me on this interview. And good luck to everyone finishing up their challenge. Great job so far. So,
thank you so much, Alex. You're a joy, and it's really a pleasure to connect with you. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.